USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Alan Dershowitz, a member of President Donald Trump's legal team, argued that a quid pro quo arrangement that benefits the president politically is fine because all politicians believe their elections are in the public interest.
One thing that would make a quid pro quo unlawful is if the quo were in some way illegal. There are three possible motives that a political figure can have. One, a motive in the public interest, and the Israel argument would be in the public interest. The second is in his own political interest, and the third, which hasn't been mentioned, would be in his own financial interest.
He said that if Trump did withhold nearly $400 million in aid to pressure Ukraine to announce the investigations of Democrats to help his campaign, it wasn't impeachable because Trump thinks his election would be to the country's benefits. Therefore, he had no corrupt motive. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Facebook said it reached a $550 million settlement related to a lawsuit that claimed it illegally collected and stored data from millions of users without their consent. The lawsuit began in 2015 when Illinois users accused Facebook of violating the state's Biometric Information Privacy Act and collecting that data. Facebook allegedly accomplished this through its tag suggestions feature, which allowed users to recognize their Facebook friends from previously uploaded photos. Two of the largest banks in the U.S. say they will now stop donating millions of dollars to Florida's private school voucher program after a newspaper investigation found that some of the program's beneficiaries discriminate against LGBTQ students. In a statement, Wells Fargo confirmed that it would no longer participate, and in a tweet yesterday, Fifth Third Bank, based in Cincinnati, has told officials with the voucher program that it will also stop participating. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the U.S. beefs up security at the border, Mexican cartels are finding new and creative ways to smuggle drugs into the country. A sophisticated tunnel was revealed by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. It runs 3/4 mile long and is the longest tunnel to ever be discovered by U.S. officials. It starts in Mexico and ran under part of the newly fortified border into the U.S. U.S. Deputy Chief Aaron Heike said it's going to be people, narcotics, and the potential for weapons is insane. Drug seizures at U.S. borders are up over the past 5 years. Cocaine seizures have doubled, meth seizures are up 170%, and fentanyl seizures are up a staggering 3,500%. The more than 850,000 apprehensions of migrants at the southern border last year, a 12-year high, is also putting pressure on Border Patrol agents. A petition to use Kobe Bryant's image as the new logo for the NBA has more than 2 million signatures. Bryant, one of the league's all-time greatest players, and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna were among 9 people who died in a helicopter crash just outside of L.A. Bryant spent 20 years with the Lakers and retired in 2016. Change.org said the petition, which has the support of celebrities Justin Bieber, Snoop Dogg, and Usher, is the fastest growing on its website and the first petition of 2020 to top 1 million signatures. The current NBA logo was introduced in 1969, featuring the silhouette of Lakers legend and Basketball Hall of Famer Jerry West. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.